You're listening to an On the Move Media Co. production. Hello, welcome, and welcome back to Monday Moves. It's been a while, but if you follow me, you know I've been very busy on YouTube with all of our shoe reviews and podcast episodes. Not sure if you had a chance to listen to my combo with Matt Wilpers last week, but I've got a lot going on, but I'm psyched to be here this Monday doing a race debrief from the United Airlines New York City Half Marathon powered by Strava. This is my official race debrief, recap, and some fun facts about the half marathon. The race was incredible on every level, and I very rarely finish a race and feel like, wow, that was awesome. I mean, I'm sure a lot of you guys do, but anyway, that's just me. It is a beautiful course traversing Brooklyn and Manhattan, highlighting iconic elements of the city and truly bringing out the crowds and spectators. The weather was perfect. 50 degrees, no wind. For me, by mile 2, it felt like 60, and by mile 4, I felt like I was running in 70 degrees. So, you know what happened. The race starts in Prospect Park. Great cheering and crowds here, some false flats, rolling hills, and on the flip side, some great downhills. Runners race down Flatbush Avenue and over the Manhattan Bridge, which is seriously cool and not as big of a climb as I thought it was going to be. The race then descends off the bridge and through the Lower East Side and Chinatown, which I thought was the best cheering and spectating I have ever seen. This really gave me a solid boost of energy. Then everyone ran onto the FDR Drive, which I felt like was a chance to mentally and physically regroup. It wasn't flat, but it was a straightaway. So while there were some hills on the FDR, it definitely felt like I could sort of settle into my pace a little better and also dig deep and zone out. Next up, we ran off the FDR, which was on this ramp that was full of potholes, as Matt Wilpers told me in our conversation, and down onto 42nd Street into Times Square and up 7th Avenue, another amazing spot packed with spectators, race clubs, and teams cheering on athletes. Last up into Central Park. And in my opinion, Central Park was the most challenging part of the race because it's essentially the last, maybe like just like the last half a mile. And it's challenging because you want to run into that finish line, but it's rolling hills. And on a normal day, these hills would be no big deal. But after 12 miles of racing, the smallest hills feel like the biggest moguls. Anyway, it felt awesome to run through the park, run through the finish line. Personally, I had a great race. As I said, the weather was ideal. Definitely overdressed, overheated, gave away my wool Tracksmith shirt at mile 4 to a volunteer and my jacket to my friend at mile 8. And I ran the next few miles, 5.1 miles, in a tank top. Note to self here, for future races, 50 degrees is going to feel like 70 degrees by mile 4 if there's no wind and there's sun. I always advise people to use old clothes at the start and throw them away, but I don't know about you, but I love to give advice and then not listen to my own advice. So next time, and next time being the Brooklyn Half Marathon in May, I will make a mental note not to overdress. My nutrition was on point. I took my exogenous ketones by HVMN Ketone IQ 30 minutes before the race started at 8:30, and then again around mile 8. I also carried my 18-ounce water bottle filled with scratch hydration, and I used Ucan Edge gels and Clif Chews, getting in about 40 carbs per hour, which netted me out at about 100 carbs total throughout the race. If you haven't been following New York Roadrunners or aren't dialed in, some stats about the race. The United Airlines New York City Half Marathon, powered by Strava, attracted 27,000-plus runners from around the globe to come through and run through the finish line. The NYPD claimed the Commissioner's Cup title in this friendly competition between governmental agencies put on by New York Roadrunners. some celebrities that raced the 13.1 miles from Brooklyn to Manhattan, including Lil Nas X, Ginger Z, and Amy Robach and TJ Holmes. Winners at the 2024 United Airlines New York City half included Abel Kipchumba of Kenya, winning his NYRR race debut in an hour and 25 seconds. Two-time U.S. Olympian Hillary Bor came in fourth overall, was the top American finisher in 1 hour, 1 minute, 47 seconds in his marathon debut. But Bjerkeli Grovdal became the first woman from Norway to win the United Airlines New York City half, crossing the finish line in 1 hour, 9 minutes, and 9 seconds, claiming her first title at the event after finishing third each of the last 2 years. Jenny Simpson, eight-time winner of the New Balance Fifth Avenue Mile, was the top American in sixth overall in 1 hour, 12 minutes, and 6 seconds. In the women's wheelchair division, Susanna Scaroni raced to her third consecutive and fourth overall United Airlines New York City half title, taking the tape in 53 minutes, 50 seconds, the third fastest time in event history, and nearly 5 minutes ahead of U.S. teammate and five-time TCS New York City Marathon champion Tatiana McFadden, who was second in 58 minutes and 42 seconds. And third was Great Britain's Eden Rainbow Cooper, who finished in 59 minutes and 9 seconds. On the men's side, in his New York Roadrunners racing debut, the Netherlands' Geert Schipper took the crown in the men's wheelchair division in 48 minutes and 43 seconds, followed by the United States' Evan Correll in second in 52 minutes and 6 seconds, and Great Britain's John Boy Smith in third in 52 minutes and 51 seconds. Also racing at the United Airlines New York City half were future Olympian Clayton Young, who is on the U.S. Olympic team headed to Paris, and Olympians and podcast guest Des Linden. For a deeper dive into the stats and details of the New York City half marathon, head over to the New York Roadrunners website. As for me, next up is the Brooklyn half marathon, and I will definitely be doing the United Airlines New York City half next year. It was an awesome race, and I highly recommend, if you live here, throwing your name in the lottery, doing it for charity, or if you're coming from out of town, make it a racecation. It is an awesome race. Over and out. See you next week on Monday Moves. We've got an action-packed lineup this week on the podcast, so stay tuned. Also, don't forget to head over to our YouTube channel, which is Money on the Move Podcast on YouTube. And also, leave us a review on Apple, wherever you listen to your podcasts on Apple, and click on write a review, tell us what you love, share this on your social channels. If you want to support the podcast, that's the best way to do it.